Well, it is now my pleasure, absolutely, to welcome Clyde Farrell and Christina Lesher visiting with us about maximizing public benefits. These two hardly need introduction, but nonetheless, here we go. Clyde is a senior partner with the award-winning small firm Farrell & Johnson in Austin. His practice is concentrated in elder law, especially planning for long-term care eligibility for Medicaid and other benefits. He's a co-author of West Texas Elder Law and numerous professional articles and papers. Clyde received his undergraduate and law degrees from the University of Texas. Christina Lesher, also an extraordinary practitioner and so generous in sharing her resources with us. Christina provides comprehensive legal advice in elder law, Medicaid, and special needs planning, veterans benefits, and all other areas affecting those who are near and dear to us. Christina is a 2003 graduate of the University of Houston Law Center and received her bachelor's degree in social work from Texas State University in San Marcos. She served on numerous boards. She's an extraordinary gift to us all, and please join me in welcoming Clyde and Christina.
Thank you. I have teenagers at home, so that was a really nice something to say, which is now why I have dogs, because I say somebody has to be happy to see me when they get home. So this year, what we're focusing on for public benefit planning is primarily the housing benefits that you can receive under Medicaid. And the reason why I do a lot of home-based planning is because my clients are more comfortable with talking about dying than talking about going to a nursing home. So when you're in your estate planning role, when you're talking about wills and powers of attorney, I think that's a great time to think about how are we going to pay for home care. If you're sitting out there in the audience and you're doing wills and powers of attorney, maybe you're a new practitioner or a practitioner that's been in practice and you're wanting to learn more about public benefit home care, my part of the presentation is for you. So here are the people that you may want to start talking about home care. And you can even expand it to more than just Medicaid, thinking how are we going to pay for it? And then you're going to give your client some sticker shock and some availability shock, which is how much is home care on an hourly basis? And then also, what are the availability of people to actually provide the home care? Meaning, are there people that are willing to come to your home and help you or your mom or your dad or your loved one? So these are the individuals and the type of clients that I think you need to start having conversations with. Number one, this is going to be a low-hanging fruit conversation because they're going to get it. Clients with a spouse that has Alzheimer's and dementia, they're already going to be thinking about how am I going to pay for care and also pay for me. A single person of really a variety of net worth. I've had clients who, to me, were well-funded for long-term care. But as we all know, wealth is in the mind of the account holder. Some people can have a lot of money and feel like they don't have any, and some people can have just a little bit of money and feel like they're doing okay. So if you have a single person that's coming in, maybe they don't have children, maybe they're estranged from their children, how they're going to pay for home care is going to be a really good conversation as part of the estate planning that you'll do with them. And then I also just have estate planning clients in general. Most people now, especially after COVID and after some of the things that they experienced or saw on the news, are very focused about staying out of a nursing home. I had an interesting conversation with my husband's grandmother years ago, and she said, I will never go to a nursing home. In fact, I'm leaving this house in a body bag. And she was pretty much close to doing that. Yeah. And then think about if you have a child with a client that has a child with a disability. How I explain it is we have one bucket of money, right? and we may have mom, dad, maybe other family members, maybe we need to think about Medicaid and home care planning, not for necessarily just the child, but also for the parents. Because how I explain to them is if we don't spend all the money on your long-term care at home, we've got more money to put into this third-party supplemental needs trust with no payback provision to the state of Texas, because you guys all listen to Benicia, right?